Thank you so much for tuning in. Tune in next week for Charlie MGH, 9 a.m. Wednesdays.
Who gave you eyes like that? Said you could keep them. I don't know how to act or if I should be leaving. I'm running out of time, going out of my mind. I need to tell you something. Yeah, I need to tell you something. Yeah!
Radio listeners and or friends. This is WMFO Medford 91.5. I am Ryan, your host for the next hour. Coincidentally, this radio program, which I am currently producing, is known as Hours of Pun. And every week we have a phenomenally clever rhyming theme idea for you. This week is the shower hour, and that was Becky G with her hit single Shower. Now, my special guest today is Wikipedia articles, which I have brought up on my computer. Wikipedia, would you like to say a few words? Wikipedia has chosen to remain silent, so I will be filling in for them. Anyway, to cap off was the wrong word, that is my bad. Put the cap on the front end of our hour. Because our hour is a tube, it needs caps on both ends. Here is another shower-related song. Possibly more of a bath-related song, but when you've got an hour to fill with music about showers, you cannot afford to be that picky. Enjoy!
Splish splash, take one.
One, two, three. Splish splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. The tub, I put my feet on the floor. I wrap the towel around me and I open the door. And then a splish splash, I jump back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splash, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rolling and a strolling. Damn! Yeah. I saw the whole gang dancing on my front room rug. Yeah, the flip-a-flop, they was doing the bop. All the jeans had the dancing bug. There was lollipop with a Pegasus. Good golly, Miss Molly was the even there too. Well, a splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a fishing and a splash, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving.
Phenomenal. Now, the history of showers is actually very interesting, and I have invited our special guest onto the program today to talk with us about some of the more interesting and probably more important highlights of this history. Our guest, of course, being Wikipedia, is an expert on all things shower. Now, Wikipedia, would you care to say a few words about the history of showers? Wikipedia, being its trademark silent self, I'm going to take over then. And Wikipedia, if you don't mind, I will give our listeners a brief rundown on shower history. Now, showers began with people bathing in waterfalls because the running water cascading down over them was much more efficient than bathing in pools because, like most people who have ever been an elementary schooler know, baths are terrible and you bathe in your own filth. So showers are very nice because the running water helps to wash the dirt away and then get it away from you. Well, modern showers, however, were created in England in 1767 by William Feetham, and that's just something I knew off the top of my head. The ancient Greeks did have showers, however, they were not the truly modern construction wherein water gets spritzed out of a spout in the wall. Now, this entire system was adopted by the English upper class around the early 1800s. We created reliable indoor plumbing in the 1850s, and the French popularized the modern shower in the home in the 1870s. So, if you happen to have a very, 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 very old great-grandmother, it is entirely possible that she did not have showers as a child. Anyway, we're going to switch gears a bit now. I know we've talked about the showers that are on your wall, but what about some of the other showers that we encounter in our day-to-day lives? Perhaps the most natural extension of this is also the most natural of showers, that is, a rain shower. Now, this next artist, Accent, is an award-winning Romanian dance pop act. They sing in Romanian, English, Polish, and Spanish. Again, something I knew just off the top of my head. Our special guest is telling me nothing. Regardless, here is Rhea featuring Accent, but mostly it's Accent, with their debut/hit single, Rain.
I'm for us good. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and repressed in love's hot fevered iron, like a striped pair of pants. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. Birds like tender babies in your hands, and the old man playing checkers by the trees. This park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again. Sky. And after all the loves of my life, melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again.
If you're over 50, this message is for you. Over time, if undetected colorectal cancer becomes a killer, but screening tests can find it early when treatment is most effective. Even better, this is one cancer you can prevent. Screening finds precancerous polyps that can be removed before they turn into colorectal cancer. So stop this disease. Get screened for colorectal cancer. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And of course, before you get screened for colorectal cancer, you should probably take a shower, just out of courtesy. Hello and thank you for joining us. If you're just now tuning in, my name is Ryan, my guest is Wikipedia, and this is the Shower Hour. So far, we have played a bunch of music which has examined both showers in the traditional sense and rain showers. Right back in the past, the last two songs we played were Rhea featuring Accent with Rain and Richard Harris with MacArthur Park, sometimes referred to as Someone Left the Cake Out in the Rain. And coming up, we have an artist named Rain. This artist is from Korea, also known as Jung Ji-hoon. He is a singer-songwriter, an actor, and a music producer, according to my special guest. And here he is with La Song, which I believe is literally standing for a song in which he often says the word La. Enjoy. I'm Phenomenal. That was Rain with La Song. And now I would like to turn our attention to another aspect of the shower, which is singing in the shower. Now, we got a brief introduction to this when we listened to Becky G's debut hit, Shower. However, we have not heard songs that you would yourself sing in the shower. Now, one of the best markers of this is Spotify, which has approximately 39,000 playlists named Shower, and they get 550,000 plays on average per day, which is somewhat incredible. Now, the number one song on those playlists, it would stand to reason, would be one of the number one shower singing songs in the world. And here it is, the number one shower song, Wham! With Wake Me Up Before You Go Go.
Into my brain, yeah, yeah. It goes bang, bang, bang till my feet do the same. But something's bugging me, something's
Beautiful. That was Wham with Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. And now here is another type of shower, which is a baby shower. Now, of course, we all very much love to throw these kinds of wholesome and exciting parties. However, what motivates a baby shower? The answer, of course, is having a baby. Unless you're a selfish jerk who just likes to throw yourself parties. That's okay. Here at Hours of Pun, we give no judgment. Here is a song about somebody having a baby.
How much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes. I'm happy in knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you. Having my baby, you're a woman in love, and I love what's going through you. The need inside you, I see it showing. Oh, the seed inside you, baby, do you feel it grow?
Here's a PSA.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday, noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? Volunteers here at WMFO, and we don't have much money, so we'd really appreciate it if you could help us reach our fundraising goal of $5,000. You can send a tax-deductible check made out to the trustees of Tufts University and mail it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Mass. 02155, or you can go online to WMFO.org for more information. Thanks so much.
Beautiful. I hope we all got that. We need money. Please give it to us. Thanks. That's also the PSA I played last week. I just like the name. Anyway, the Space Shower Music Video Awards are a Japanese television programs annual music awards for music videos. They have been awarded since 1996, and the most recent winners of 2014, no data yet on 2015 here in the States, were some very exceptionally produced music videos, which also featured some very exceptional music. So, here is their selection, 2014 Music Video of the Year, and a phenomenal song. I think you're going to enjoy it.
Stein
der
Nein!
Kohl hat den Bahn wieder
can I not dance?
That was Maximum the Hormone with Yoshu Fukushu, followed by Bump of Chicken with Niji wo Matsuhito. Now, both of those were winners of the Space Shower Music Video Awards in 2014 for separate categories, which I will not currently name. You are listening to the Shower Hour, And coming up is another rendition of Showering. What does it mean to shower? And what can it mean to shower? Now, one way you can shower someone is with gifts or with money. And that is certainly what this next artist wants, because they have some very brilliant ideas on what you can spend said money on. Well, not brilliant per se, but I'm sure they would really, really enjoy it. Anyway, here's Chris Jansen.
But I damn sure wanna be working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat, it can buy me a truck to pull it. You can buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar, but I could change all that if I had a couple million dollars. I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a camel through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true, but it still sounds pretty cool. Cause it could buy me a boat, it could buy me a truck to pull it, it can buy me a Yeti 110 ice down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat to float down on the water with a beer. I hear the Powerball Lotto isn't sitting on $100 million. Well, that'll buy me a brand new riding reel, and it can buy me a boat, it could buy me a truck to pull it, it could buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. So, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, yeah, it can buy me a boat.
And that was Chris Jansen with Buy Me a Boat. So we know what he would spend several million dollars on. And I've got to say I'm not impressed. But more power to him, especially if I'm selling something that he wants, since that song did make him a millionaire. Now, there are many, many things that can shower upon you. Now, money is a common one, and there are uncountably many others. However, they're not used commonly in our day-to-day idiomatic expressions. However, there is one more object that often falls from the sky in a showering pattern. These are, of course, meteor showers. So we're going to close off our hour of pun, our shower hour, with a few songs about that. Thank you for joining us. My name is Ryan. My guest today has been Wikipedia, pulled up on my computer. It has been strangely silent. That's okay, though. I support it, and I have done the show, I think, just fine without it. That's a lie. Enjoy.
best. Let me know if you're ready for one last romance, and I'll let
listening. This has been Ryan with the Shower Hour. Tune in next week at the same time for the Power Hour. WMFO Medford, Freeform Radio.
Here at WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive